Thank you for waiting, ladies and gentlemen. We've invited first class. Now we're inviting the executive platinum, emerald, sapphire, and ruby.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Crew Travel right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I am your host, and I'm very pleased to welcome back my friend Lee Harris with ATPI Travel. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. You nearly struggled with the ATPI, Len, didn't you? I heard a little crack, Len, but you managed to pull out.
Oh, it's been a week. It's been a week, but it's not surprising with me, is it? And it's only Monday.
I was going to say, it wouldn't be a Monday if there hadn't been something. Let's be fair, Rhea.
There's out there. I lost half of my file off my computer late last evening. So, yes, it's already been a humdinger of a week start. But it's okay. Lee, what is going on in the world of travel? United Airlines has an announcement this week.
Yeah, they have. Yeah, United Airlines has become the latest in a string of airlines to increase baggage fees in recent times. In the last week alone, two major airlines in the US have hiked the price they charge for baggage. Now, starting today, passengers of United Airlines will be charged $40 for a first check bag for those who book domestic economy tickets. If the passengers choose to prepay online at least 24 hours before the flight, the charge will drop to $35. A second check bag, on the other hand, will cost $50 at the airport or $45 in advance. United also revealed that certain passengers, such as those in top-tier classes, active military, or certain credit card holders could travel without such fees. The exemption also extended to frequent flyers with elite status. On February 1st, JetBlue also increased its checked baggage fees to an all-time high, and a few days ago, American Airlines also increased their baggage fees. With these increases, we expect other airlines to follow suit and hike their baggage fees too. Now, obviously, if and when this happens, we will be sure to let you know right here on YIR.
I assume it's because they're wanting to pay their people.
It depends on what people we're talking about, really, doesn't it?
The next video we're going to hear is another baggage handler strike out of all those airlines. And we're going, wait a minute. Did you not just increase all of the baggage fees, but yet you haven't given the baggage handlers any of that? Makes sense. And Eastern Airways has news.
They do indeed, yeah. Eastern Airways has secured rare slots at Paris Charles de Gaulle Airport to enable two UK regional links to switch from Paris Orly. The move will enable the airline to connect to Europe's busiest airport from both East Midlands and Southampton, with services operated in partnership with Air France. Unfortunately, though, a Cardiff to Paris Orly service will cease in the short term, as only two takeoff and landing slots were freed for Eastern at Charles de Gaulle. The swap of the year-round services, which started in April 23, comes ahead of the summer 24 Olympics and Paralympics in the French capital. The new Paris Charles de Gaulle services will be operated by 72-seat ATR turboprops. These two new services to Charles de Gaulle will deliver quick and convenient connectivity to one of Europe's biggest transit hubs.
Nice. And a little bit of strike action going on with Heathrow Airport workers.
There is the threat of strike action. Yeah, Heathrow Airport workers are threatening to strike due to a staff shakeup. The action comes after the airport's new chief executive plans to outsource security staff. These plans were announced internally last week as part of Thomas Wilby's attempts to save £400 million. The change will impact hundreds of security workers at the London airport. Now, the scheme received immediate backlash from workers as a third-party suppliers would be responsible for overseeing Heathrow's campus security control posts, as well as trolley and passenger support services. Now, following complaints, Jonathan Cohen, who is the Heathrow Director of Security, reassured staff there'd be no job losses. However, despite the claim, union chiefs have said they're likely to call for strike action due to the changes being introduced.
Yeah. Always looking to save a buck, but never looking to pay your employee. Anyway, moving on to United Airlines and a new launch.
Yeah, this is actually quite good for a lot of the Explorer yachts. A new direct link between Guam and Tokyo was coming in May after United Airlines announced a new route. The route will feature daily services between Guam Airport to Tokyo's Haneda Airport, utilizing the 737-800 aircraft. United currently already operates a route between Guam and Tokyo's Narita Airport with services four times a day. The new route builds on United's 32 weekly flights between Guam and Tokyo. Now, with Guam becoming an extremely popular area for Explorer yachts, these extra flights will be of massive benefit to crew traveling to join their respective yachts in Guam. In total, United's presence in Guam includes more than 14 destinations. United has operated on the U.S. territory for more than 55 years. The carrier is also the only provider of passenger air services between Guam and Osaka, Nagoya in Japan, as well as islands in the Federated States of Micronesia, Marshall Islands, and Palau.
All places I'd love to visit. And Delta has announced a new service.
They have, yes. Starting in time for the Pacific summer season, Delta will launch a seasonal route from Los Angeles to Brisbane, Australia, which will operate three times a week through to the 28th of March 2025. This route will operate on the Airbus A350-900. American Airlines recently announced also a new 787 route to Brisbane from Dallas, and United Airlines currently serves Queensland from San Francisco, all with the 787 Dreamliner. Brisbane will be Delta's second destination in Australia, complementing their service to Sydney.
It sounds like it's a little bit of good news, a little bit of bad news. Last week, it was more bad news than good, so at least things are looking up for 2024.
Yeah, it's evened itself out a little bit this week. Hopefully next week will just be all good news. I think it'll probably be the first time ever in the history of us doing this in about 3 years, but you never know. Let's keep our fingers crossed.
We'll keep our fingers and toes crossed. Well, it's not quite the French strike season yet. That's summer, so we may get lucky.
You never know. Yeah, the French will wait until either the Olympics is on or the mid-season is in full swing. Then we'll get the strikes, guaranteed.
I love the French. So I have to mention as well that if you have a crew question, that Lee is always happy to answer them. We'll provide all of his information below this interview when it airs. But if it's something that needs to be answered right away, of course, Lee is always on top of his emails. Or you can follow him on LinkedIn, because that man is active on LinkedIn.
Annoyingly, some would say.
No, it's great. It's great. Some of the things that I see popping up on my feed, I'm like, really? Interesting. It gets distracting, I can say, but...
Why not? We've all got our vices, haven't we? Mine's posting on LinkedIn. It could be, well, us. I could be an alcoholic, but it's not. My vice is just LinkedIn.
It's all right. It's all good. Lee, I want to say thank you once again.
No, thank you. Always a pleasure.
You've been watching another edition of Crew Travel right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rio. I have been your host. We'll see you again next time.